Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
How do you guys feel about this if a girl, like an actual woman, did this to you? My good friend, I'm going to keep her anonymous, but she was telling me about how she had this crush on a guy. She felt something for him, and she wasn't throwing herself out there like, you know, like a sloop, but she was doing her thing, and she was just kind of showing that she was interested in the guy, okay? She didn't ask him out, but pretty much she's like, hey, you know, like, we should hang out sometime,
yeah.
Kind of. So, I mean, it's almost like asking out. He's like, okay, he thought about it. Then he told her, he's like, you know what? You're really cool and I like you, but I can't see myself with a woman like that that's so forward.
That's like not even that forward.
I know. It'd be one thing if she was just like thirsty and sending him like sexy half-nude photos, but she just was like, hey, when are we going to go out sometime? You know, grab a drink. And not like, hey, take me out, wine and dine me, but she was obviously interested in this guy. And he told her, he's like, that's really unattractive to me as a man.
Yeah.
When a woman comes, almost like as if you're desperate or something. I wish, thank God my wife married me. I don't know why. She must have just felt like she had to settle, and I'm cool with that. I'm really thankful that she settled on me. But I could not imagine what I would do if a girl actually, like, kind of showed interest to me. Because I was always so awkward. I would love if that happened.
I have a boyfriend right now, but when I was single, this is exactly why I never, ever, ever, ever text first. I don't even text. Honestly, I don't even text my boyfriend first now. We've been together now for 8 months.
Why?
I refuse. And I never put out the first move when it came to talking to a guy because I'm not going to say every, but the majority, the rule lends itself to the majority that guys do not like to be pursued by girls. They all of a sudden twist it into you being thirsty or being clingy or whatever, and then they're not interested in you. Always let the guy make the first move. I learned that right away because anytime I did try to text first or anything, it always ruined it. You always got to let them do it. Then you know that they're for sure interested, and I think it's like just a dude thing. Biologically, I feel like guys just have it in them that they want to be like the pursuer.
But
and so if a girl does that, I feel like it throws their game off or something.
I talked to my buddy Nick yesterday about this. He's like, oh my God, I wish a girl would do that for me. He's married now too, but he's saying like back in the day, maybe me, Nick, and this, like maybe a few other guys are just like the rarity, but so you're saying you think all guys actually like to do the pursuing?
Most.
I definitely think that, Joe, you might think you want that, but if you had it, you would not be interested. I think Alex is 100% right. Guys are always like, oh, I wish girls would just be more forward.
And then we are, like, and you don't
everything.
Like it.
Exactly. They like what they can't have. They want what they can't have. And so if you are too forward, which sucks, that's such a double standard. I think it's stupid, but that's so true. And they'll say like, oh, like, I love that you're forward, but then all of the sudden things get weird and like they're not as interested anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're bringing up a good point, but I don't know. Like, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I think I wouldn't be that way. Maybe I really would when it came down to it, if that was the case. But it's so hard being a guy, at least for me when I was single, to like even hit on a girl or flirt with her. I was terrible.
I can't even. It's so hard being a girl because guys are just idiots, and they don't know what they want. And but they think that they know what they want. Like, guys just make everything confusing.
That sounds like women.
No, so girls have to try to play this stupid game because of men.
No, see, that sounds like things women do. All right, Taylor, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
What's up? On this subject, I recently proposed to who is now my fiance.
Aww.
And I didn't approach her. She approached me.
She proposed?
No, she approached me, like, when we first got together, she gave me her number. I didn't do anything. So, in all honesty, I can go both ways. Yes, guys like to make the first move. It's more of a manlier thing. But I'm getting married, and my girl made the first move.
Yeah, I think you're the exception to the rule, my friend.
Yeah, I definitely think you're the exception.
Hey, Taylor, you said you go both ways?
I mean, yeah.
I was going to say me too.
All right. Sorry, Taylor. Pork chop's hitting on you this morning. I apologize for that.
I just know that every single time when I was dating that there's a handful of times that I did try to make that first move and it never worked out for me. And it was always because I did that. Like, all of a sudden, it seemed like they were interested. So that's why I was like, okay, I'm going to take the chance to be like, hey, we should go out sometime. Or why don't you take me out on a date? Or, you know, try to be like flirty coy like that. And every single time it backfired.
I tried that one time and it completely backfired.
What happened with you then, Liv? We heard Alex's situation.
The same thing. So I decided to slide into their DMs because I didn't think I had their number. This was like forever ago. And they said that like, oh my gosh, I love that you were shooting your shot. And I was like, hey, yeah, shoot your shot. Like, why not? And he was like, I love that you did that. So attractive, whatever. Things seem to be going well. And we were texting a little bit, and like I texted first one time because it was like topical, and but then like it just like dwindled. The interest dwindled. But at first he was like, oh my gosh, so attractive, so cute. And then I would joke around and be like, oh, like when are you gonna actually take me out to dinner? Like, ha, being cute though, and kind of like
there's your sign. If you're like, hey, when are you gonna feed me?
That's the joke. You're obviously joking.
And also, it's like, obviously, you're not doing it like exactly like that. You're being cute and sly and fitting it into like the right place. But I'm telling you, it's like subconsciously, maybe they just lose interest and they don't know why, but it's because they want what they can't have.
But no, Liv, I don't think it's a guy or girl thing. I think it's a personality thing. You have to be able to read everyone's personality. And I can tell you this straight up because I've dated guys and I've dated girls.
It's 99% of American thing. Then if it's not necessarily to a certain sex, it's for sure just everyone almost that wants to be the pursuer then.
So I'm the abnormal person. I just want them to come to me.
Because you're lazy.
My boyfriend still, till this day, will be like, well, I kind of like want what I can't have. Like, maybe. And I'm like, what? What do you mean you want what you can't have? We're dating. You have me. Like, sorry. You either like it or you don't.
Oh, man. I think he's trying to break up with you.
Honestly, maybe. Shoot.
Hey, let's put that up on Instagram, by the way. Like a question that people could do yes or no to. If they actually would, like if guys would want women to pursue them. And we'll put that up there at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. This one involves, well, one of my favorite drinks in the world.
Fireball.
Yep. Give us about 3 minutes and we'll tell you all about the dummy of the day.